Good evening, guys. This is Patricia Duffy with Gymnastics Now, and I am bringing you your GN10 special edition for the women's all-around final that just concluded a little while ago at M&S Bank Arena here in Liverpool. It was a very exciting night, actually not a splat fest, as you might call it, like the women's team final, the men's team final especially. It was a lot more clean cut gymnastics, and it was the coronation of Brazil's Rebeca Andrade, who took the lead in the first rotation on vault with a beautiful ching and never gave it up. So let's get right into it. So Rebecca, of course, took gold, followed by Shailese Jones, and then rounding out the podium was Britain's Jessica Gadrova, who the audience, of course, was fully behind. In fourth, Alice Kinsella, another Brit, which was great. And then fifth was Ellie Black of Canada, and sixth was Jade Carey, of course, of the US. Starting on vault, we followed the leaders team for this meet, or the leaders team, the leaders rotation for this meet, of course, because mathematically it seems as though the world all-around champion and most of the medalists will come from that top six group. And they did, or at least the top three did. So starting on vault, because the top six rotate in Olympic order, we had Carey coming out at first. She was the first vault, and she hit a great ching. Vault had, I think it was right over a 9.0 execution score. It was probably her cleanest that I've seen this week, or week and a half, whatever. So it was a very good vault. And then Shailese Jones followed with a beautiful double twisting Yurchenko, kind of aired it out. It was very nice. Rebeca Andrade got her competition started with an absolutely incredible ching. She earned a 15.166 for it, and I think it was only like 0.3 higher in execution score than Jade's, but it was very good. It was arguably much better than that. So that was very interesting distinction between the two vaults, but both vaults were still very good, very difficult vaults. And after the first rotation, Andrade was leading, followed by Carey and then Jones. They were 1, 2, 3. So it's a very solid start, and you know, Carey's chances of getting on the podium, and like she wasn't on the podium, but she qualified third. Like that, we're off to a good start. And meanwhile, Andrade really needed that great hit on vault, and Jones needed that hit on vault as well, just to separate themselves, distinguish themselves after one rotation. So going on to bars, Shailese hit her set. It was a little bit better than the team final. It definitely wasn't still her best, so she might be building for the uneven bars final. But she had said that she had kind of had a couple moments where she kind of muscled through during the team final. And then today it was a little bit better, but she ended up only scoring like 0.03 better than the team final. So it was literally a little bit better, but she can do far better. But she hit, and then Andrade actually had a pretty significant error. She went over on a handstand, and that really ate into her execution score. But she was on the high bar, went over on a handstand. But usually, when you go over on a handstand, you might literally like come off the bar, it just messes with the flow. But she corrected immediately, got back up, did another giant, had to kind of re-swing. And she finished it out, so it wasn't her best bar routine, but she did end up scoring a 13.8 still. So you know, all things considered, it was a very impressive split moment, split second decision and correction. Jade Carey hit as well. And then she dropped to third because, of course, bars is not her forte necessarily. She's a great bars worker, and has become a great all-rounder. It's not Rebecca's routine or Shailisa's routine. So she dropped to third at that point. Jones was 7/10 behind Andrade, and then Andrade was over a point ahead of Carey at this point. So moving on to Beam, of course, there was a lot of challenges with Beam in the final, with the Beam leak and lots of falls. Every team fell on Beam except for, I believe, Canada. I know Canada didn't fall. But so there are a lot of things up in the air. It's just like, are we going to have just a disaster of a rotation, or is it going to be great? It ended up being great. Rebecca came off in the, not came off, she was in the leadoff position and hit to open. She had a couple of bobbles here and there, but they were very small. It was a very strong routine to start. Jones and Carey hit as well, but Carey actually had a little bit of a bobble in her opening, I believe, full turn. And then she went to her flight series and took out the second layout. After the competition, we asked her about this, and she was like, you know, I fell on it during the touch warm up and just decided that it would be better to hit and do what I knew I could do clean. So that was, it still wasn't clear if she made that decision like during the routine or right before she went up for the routine, but either way, the decision was made and she decided to cut that just for safeguarding. And you know, that was what she was comfortable with, and that was a smart decision, if so. So it worked out. So she hit, and then Jessica Gadarova, actually, after Jessica had a good vault, good bars routine, like they were good, they weren't great. She did hit her Ashova on bars this time versus in the team final. She had an error on it, and it was terrible. But today it was a lot better. It still wasn't her best, but Beam is really where she started building. She hit a set where I don't even know if you could really see a wobble. It was like if there was a any kind of bobble, wobble, balance check, it was like one tiny one. It was a very good set, and so she hit that and was kind of building from there. And actually heading into the final rotation, I believe it was the top three were Andrade, Jones, and then Alice Kinsella. And then it was like there were a couple of tenths really separating third and sixth. So it was really, you know, anybody's kind of game for that bronze, while Rebecca and Jones just particularly needed to hit their floor routines and would most likely take that gold and silver. And that's what happened. So Gadarova came to the floor, and in front of a quote unquote sellout crowd. It wasn't actually a sellout crowd. I'm assuming that they sold all of the paid tickets that they had for sale, but of course there were still empty seats, and I believe maybe that was for volunteers and athletes to be able to come and watch. I don't know. They said it was a sellout crowd. It was a packed house no matter what. And the crowd was electric again for GB, probably the most tonight than ever. And Jessica Gadarova had an excellent floor routine. Her tumbling was great. She ended up scoring, I believe, a 14-4 and jumped into the lead, of course, with Jade, Charlize, and Rebecca to come. But it was looking like she was very much in the mix for that bronze medal. So Carey went, she scored somewhere around a 14-1. Carey scored a 14-1-6-6. And then Shailese went. She had an immaculate set, really great set from her, and she scored a 13-7. And then at that point, you know, mathematically, it just was like when Shailese went, She jumped ahead of Jessica. So right then and there, it's like, okay, so she's probably going to at least get the silver. Jessica's at least going to get the bronze. And Rebecca came out. She was the very last routine of the meet on floor. And I believe she actually closed out the whole meet. If not, there was one more beam routine going at the same time. And she just had an absolutely stellar routine that really enthralled the crowd. She ended on a high note. Her landings were great. And you knew as soon as she landed that she was going to score based off of previous scores as well during qualifying in the team final, that she would be getting the more than enough to meet the minimum 12.9 for her to win gold, and she did. So Rebecca makes history winning gold for Brazil. And Jessica Gadarova makes history winning the first women's all-around title or women's all-around medal for Great Britain. And then, of course, Shailese Jones finishes second. It's the second straight year that a U.S. Women's gymnast has finished second in the all-around. Of course, last year was Lian Wang and Kayla DiCello finished with the bronze. This year, Jade Carey finishes sixth. It was a very valiant effort, a great night for her as well. Really, like, there were so many great performances. It was a very positive all-around final with very little falls. And Jade did say after the meet that she was a bit disappointed with her performance, but she said that vault and floor were high points for her. And yeah, I mean, personally, I don't think that she should be disappointed. I think she did a great job. And still, it was very tight when all was said and done. It was, you know, tense, not multiple points, but tense separating these places, especially third through like seventh or eighth. So it was a great performance by all gymnasts, a great ascension to the all-around throne for Rebecca Andrade and Shailese Jones, really persevering. Her story is incredible, from her dad passing away almost a year ago in December, to really coming into her own in her sport and winning a world all-around medal. With more to come, she could easily finish with a medal on even bars as well. And then Jessica Gadarova really bringing the and Alice Cancela finishing fourth, bringing the Brits along for the ride, and they've got much more to build on and do, and they're definitely ones to watch in the coming years on the road to Paris. So it was a great night, and we're looking forward to the men's all-around final tomorrow night. We'll talk then.